Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Podcast Radio. I'm your host, James W., and today's special guest is Tammy Sorrento from Jacksonville, Florida, with a topic of how to avoid online fraud. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, James.
You're welcome. So you got some stuff going on. I know you talked to me a little bit about it as online fraud, especially, you know, down in Florida where there is people want to come down here and rent a vacation house or something, or and they put their money up for it and find out that it was a fraud and the house doesn't even exist or people are living in it or whatever. And then you do other things with that as well. But I'll just let you introduce yourself and talk about that and let them know what you got to say there. And we'll maybe jump in there a little now and then and ask you a few questions.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so I am Tammy Sorrento, like you said, from Fireball Approved. And the reason I came up with this business is a year ago, I was looking for a vacation rental in Key West, Florida. And everything checked out that I could find on public records. I knew who the owner of the address was. I Google mapped. I could see the building, the home, and everything was checking out. But being an insurance professional, James, we are just naturally cynical people. So I kept on asking the person I was speaking to, how do I know that you are who you say you are? And he finally got a little frustrated with me, and he said, I'll tell you what, I'll send you some recommendations. And he says, you know, you really need to act fast because I have other people interested, but I've been working with you longer. Now, that is the number one red flag for all of your listeners. They are always going to try to pressure you. Hey, this deal is only good for a limited time, and you're going to miss out on this great deal. Or I'm out of the country, I'm a missionary, I'm in the military. There's so many different scenarios that they use to try to gain your trust. So what this gentleman did, and I guess it was a gentleman, he sent me some invoices just like the one that he had set up for me. And he took off the phone numbers. So I Googled the phone number, and I spoke to a victim in Chicago where her and her husband flew down from Chicago to Key West New Year's Eve weekend. And it was a total scam. She said the house was locked up. The person that she had been corresponding with would not respond. They had to get temporary accommodations. And first her response was, why in the world did he give me the reference?
That's odd.
I guess he didn't realize that I am a fireball, and I'm going to check everything I can check. So I said, okay, you know, that's horrible that that happened, but I'm sure you use PayPal and I'm sure you use your credit card. So were you covered? She said it took her 6 months to get her money back from the credit card company. And here's why. Her credit card issuer considered that person to person and not person to business. Now think about that. The money lost in the U.S. alone in 2016 was $15 billion. In 2017, it increased to $16 billion. That's a lot of money that people are stealing, and it's very hard to track them down. So I thought to myself, you know what? I know that there are tools out there that the financial industry uses when they're looking for people, like skip tracing and what have you. And I contacted the largest known vendor, and I said, I want to use your service to protect the common consumer. And you know what his response was? Why weren't we doing this already? So, James, I am the first one, and our services have been free since August the 1st of last year. So I pay my monthly fee to use them. I have not collected a cent in revenue. Now, we do have to eat, so I will have to start charging pretty soon. But my passion is to help people. And once I realized it was so easy for someone to sit anywhere in the country and pretend like they were an owner of a property, it totally opened my eyes. So when we started, I thought, you know, there are scams everywhere. So let's see, what can we use our tools for to help people? So that was for property rentals, and that is for vacation rentals. It could be a long-term rental, and it could be anything in between. Our services are nationwide, and that's very important because there are some states that don't have public records. Here in Florida, we can plug in an address, and we'll find out who the owner is. But in some states, you can't do that. So what my product does with my tools and my experience is if someone is inquiring about a rental property, they're going to give us the name of the contact, the property address, the phone number, and the email, because that's how we're dealing with scammers. And luckily, I did not pull the trigger, and I was not scammed, but I thought, wow, this is something that is happening to millions of people, and we've got to do something about it. So what I did is I developed the business using myself as a business case because I was searching for someone out there who might already be doing this, and I found no one. That's how I came up with the idea, and I named it Fireball Approves because I want to hit every area that there are scams. So right now we have services for customers that want to check out maybe an Airbnb, a Craigslist posting, a Facebook Marketplace posting. There's just no way for the common consumer to be able to verify that they are, in fact, in touch with the proper owner. Then my next product was, what about vehicle purchases? We use Craigslist, we use Auto Trader, we use Cars.com, and I rolled out our vehicle product. So if you're searching for a vehicle from a private owner, you give us, once again, the same thing, the contact name, the address, the phone, and the email, and the vehicle make and model, and the VIN number, and we're going to report back to you, A, if you're dealing with the true owner of that vehicle, and B, if that vehicle was reported stolen. And here's what scammers do. If they steal a vehicle, they will cruise around parking lots to find that same vehicle, same color, make, and model, and they will copy down that VIN number. Then they will change the plate on the vehicle. But I urge everyone that they need to compare the VIN number on the windshield to the VIN number in the door, and also what's usually etched in the window to make sure that they're all the same number. If you want to make sure that you're dealing with the true owner, you need to come to us so that we can let you know if that was stolen or not. And we took it a step further. I even contacted the FBI, and I said, you know what? I feel like it is my civic duty that I know where these scams are coming from. So each one that we're unable to verify, and we are without a shadow of a doubt sure that this is a scam, we report those to the FBI.
Okay.
My intent is to shut them down. Now, I might work myself out of a job, but the world will be a safer place, right?
Right.
It's not like the good old days where you could trust someone at their word. Now that we do everything on internet and the economy of sharing is increasing, guess what also is increasing? Scams.
And you're talking at the beginning, you know, we hit Florida, you know, with that, but it's not just Florida, it's anywhere.
No,
so
it is anywhere.
How long have you been hearing about the oceanfront property in Arizona? You know,
So true.
That goes back a ways. But, I mean, you know, and people can talk you into anything. I mean, just listen to them and they got you convinced.
Oh, absolutely. And,
right.
You know, we want to trust. We
right.
came from eras that we trust. But that's not the case anymore. One of our very first inquiries, it was a single mom who was looking for a rental home for long term. She gave us the information. Would you believe that the advertiser had nothing to do with that home and that home was in foreclosure?
Wow.
I got the biggest charge out of saving her. It infuriates me to think that people would take money from a single mother, but that they are that ruthless. So then I got to thinking, well, you know, with my insurance background, I've been in insurance, James, for the last 20 years. And I thought, you know, we have these review sites like Angie's List. I read the terms and conditions and the small print, and in it it says that they do not check the license and insurance. That really opens you up. So for reviews, those sites are wonderful. But if you really want to protect your assets, you need to come to Fireball Approves. Because here's what's possible. I just had an interview recently, and the administrator had a sister that had taken her car. So it's not only for people that you're hiring to come on your property. That's a huge area where someone could definitely get burnt. If you hire a roofer and they get hurt and they didn't have the adequate insurance, guess who's going to foot that bill for that injury?
Yep, you are.
The homeowner, absolutely. So that's what I prevent. Someone else, like I said, the sister, she took her vehicle into a body shop. The body shop made the repairs. One of the employees took her vehicle on a test drive. As horrific as it is, the employee of the body shop hit and killed a pedestrian.
Wow.
The body shop was not insured. The vehicle owner was sued. So you expect that everyone is up and up and that they have what they need to do business, That is not necessarily the case. Most are, I would hope, but you have to protect yourself. With business insurance and liability insurance, a business, when they form, they go get an insurance policy. 9 times out of 10, they put down a down payment, which is equal to 2 months of coverage. So you naturally have to make your monthly payments for the remaining 4 months. Well, what if they don't do that? Maybe the business didn't start off, did not become viable as fast as they thought that they would. So to the common consumer, they may have a copy of a certificate of insurance for an inactive policy. And how would they know?
All right.
That is it, where we come in.
And that also would cover the newest, I think it'd be the newest one, that Angie's List?
Yes.
And the babysitting, the babysitter's list. Find the babysitter through them. That's out there now. So you can check into all that.
I can check into all of that. And that's because my driving passion is to keep people safe, keep chaos at bay.
Right.
No more victims on my watch. I watch the news constantly. And there was a big sting in up around Tampa, where they were listing a property for rent for long term, and they had scammed so many families. It was sickening. But not when I'm checking it out. So
While we're on that discussion of scamming, I found out that there's some scammers out there now that I don't know how some of these banks operate as far as calling, you know, the 800 numbers, but if you get a phone call and they say, is this Tammy Sherrill? And you say, yes, they recorded that, yes. And they can use that to get into your account.
You are absolutely right. So you know what I started doing?
I actually call it.
I always say, this is Tammy, and I never say the word yes.
All right.
So if they say, am I speaking to Tammy Sorrento? I'll say, this is Tammy.
Uh-huh.
They will never catch me on recording saying yes, just for that reason. You're absolutely correct. We also have a product for legitimate property owners that want to list their properties on, let's say, the vacation networks, the Airbnb, the VRBOs, and they want to tell their customers straight up that they are legitimate. So they'll come to us first, and they'll let us vet them. Once we vet them, they're listed on fireballapproves.com, and then they can use our logo on their Airbnb and VRBO listings. But get this. Obviously, someone did not realize what we were doing, and he applied for our approval. And he said, I'm a registered agent of this rental property. This is the owner's name, and here's his passport. So, like I said, he must not have understood what we were doing. We contacted the owner in Switzerland, and the owner said, that is an ex-employee of mine. He is not authorized to advertise my property.
Right.
So we saved someone else.
Right. Yeah.
It is that easy. Vehicles, we handle anything that has a title. So that's commercial transportation, that is cars, trucks, motorcycles, jet skis, boats, RVs. RVs have been a big product for us because that is a big ticket item.
Right.
And you need to make sure that that RV wasn't stolen. You know when most of the RVs are stolen? After a natural disaster. So that is adding insult to injury.
Right.
Someone has already been devastated by a natural disaster, and then their RV is stolen and sold on the market. And once again, the victims are all around because the one who buys it doesn't find out that it was stolen until they go and register it.
Right. Yeah.
And you're never going to find that person again, and they have your money.
Right.
In order to help people, we also encourage them to contact us on fireballapproves.com. And they can, if they have had a vehicle stolen, then we collect the VIN numbers. And when we get inquiries, if we have a match, like let's say, James, you're looking at a Chevy truck on Craigslist or anywhere, and you make an inquiry so that you know you're dealing with the owner. If that person has reported that as stolen to us, and this is free for everyone, we will contact the owner and we will contact the authorities.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So we're constant. In fact, you're probably wondering, why on earth did I call my company Fireball Approved? Because it doesn't say anything about what I do, does it?
I questioned that, but I never said anything. Yeah, I never talked to you.
Well, you know why? Because I did not want to get stuck in one genre.
Okay.
I hear from victims all the time. So I know what the new scripts are, what the scammers are trying. And I tell you something I'm very interested in is there are advertisements everywhere for virtual jobs.
Oh, yeah.
So that is targeting our college students who are tight on money. They would love to have a virtual job where they could work wherever they are. And here's what's happening. You apply for the job, you're giving them your driver's license number, your social security number, and your birth date, and their identities are being stolen.
Oh, man.
So that is my next product, is to protect against those kinds of listings. And I just, every time I hear about a scam, I'm thinking, how can we circumvent that? How can we protect the consumers? And what I'm really pleased about is that we are available in all of the U.S. So you don't have to be coming to Florida. You can live in Florida and want to go to California where there are no public records.
Right.
So you would have no idea. And that was another person that we saved. They were looking for a long-term rental in California. Through our tools, we were able to contact the owner of the address, and they said, we're living in our house. We have never listed this for rent.
All right. Yeah.
So that's what we do.
That sounds like a good thing there. But we're out of time.
Already?
About 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Time goes by when you got something good to say.
It does.
But I appreciate you calling in to the radio and explaining all this to the listener. And so all they have to do is get a hold of fireballapproved.com.
Yes,
approved,
sir.
Is it?
Approved. It is plural. Yes, approved.
Okay. approved. Okay, and go from there. And
you got it. We're ready to help anyone and everyone.
Well, that's a good deal. I appreciate the effort you are putting into it there. Like I say, you know, people need people to watch out for them because they just people don't think much anymore. They just jump in it and go. And
well, you know, we're trusting. We try to be trusting, and there's some areas that you really can't be.
Right. Okay, Tammy, I appreciate it, and I hope you get things rolling real good there. I know you've been in it for a little while, but, you know, things get better. Even if things get slowed down, you know you're doing a good job.
That's my purpose.
Yeah. Anytime you want to say something else later on about it, yeah, you're welcome to come back on the show and we'll talk again about it.
I would be happy to, and thank you for having me today.
Thank you.